ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
We finished the chapter, right?
Yes.
So it's text 6. Chapter 6, right?
Yes.
Rashi Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 6, Conversation between Narada and Vyasadeva. Text number 1. Translation and purport. But his divine grace is he bhakti vidanta sosha. Suta said, O Brahmins, thus hearing all about Sri Narada's birth and activities, Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God and son of Satyavati, inquired as follows. Question. Sri Vyasadeva said, when did you, Narada? What did you, Narada, do after the departure of the great sages who had instructed you in the scientific transcendental knowledge before the beginning of your present birth? One more. O son of Brahma, how did you pass your life after initiation, and how did you attain this body, having quit your old one in due course? Omagyan etimiranda syajanaganas lakayam taksu smritam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri taitanya manavistam shabitam jena bhutale shayam upakaramaya nadati sa parantikam shri krishna chaitanya brahmanityananda shri adaitigadadha shri vasari gaura bhaktavindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vyasadeva, incarnation of God, Shaktivesha incarnation, specific purpose, to compile the Vedas. Literary incarnation. Son of Satyavati. Sometimes they say that women are not treated properly in the Vedic culture, but see, this lady is so famous, her name is appearing on the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. She was very influential. She could create such a great hero like Veda Vyas from her body. So, Vyasadeva is curious to know the process of perfection. Narada Muni became perfect, although he was apparently a conditioned soul. Although he was an ordinary conditioned soul, because he had no propensity to play like an ordinary children. They'll be very much enamored with the playing with the material energy, trying to enjoy it. But Narada Muni, even in his previous life, son of a maidservant, he had no propensity for these kind of childish pursuits. And then he must have been fortunate also to get the association of the pure devotees, because one doesn't get association with pure devotees unless he has some agyata sukriti, some pious or even spiritual credit there already. But still, as the son of a maidservant, we don't consider very high birth. So, he was coming from the Saturna city side. The Nietzsche city, they're already perfect. They're eternally perfect. They never come in contact with the material nature. So, Narada is an example of a Saturna city. By practicing the order of the spiritual master, he became perfect. So much so that he becomes the spiritual master of so many hundreds and thousands of disciples and grand disciples tracing down to the present day. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, it mentions that the Saturna city, once he's perfect, then we shouldn't think, he was coming, he was before he was conditioned. No, I mean, that's there, but we shouldn't look at that side. Otherwise, we become fault finders. The example is given that your mother, when she was a little child, she may have ran naked in the summertime in the street or in a house or something. But you don't think of her like that now. Now she's grown up, has so many children. So in the same way, we don't think of the spiritual master as a conditioned soul. If he's come to the point of being a siddha, being perfect, then we should take it at that valuable association. We can benefit. If we bring a fault-finding mentality, oh, before you used to be imperfect. Another example is given. Prasadam. If we nice prasadam is offered to us, we should take it. It can benefit us. We can get healthy or nourishment from that food that's been offered to Krishna. But if we think, oh, this prasadam, in 3 days it'll be rotten. No, we don't think like that. We think, no, it's valuable. We should take it. So that's the mood. We should take advantage of whatever is favorable for devotional service. We don't think about the past or the future. We should take it as it is. Tata Brahma Jigyasya. This is the same example that was given on Sunday at the class. How now is the time. Whatever is favorable now, we should take up. And if we're sincere, then Krishna will give us something now that we can that will help us in our progress. Therefore, Prabhupada used to say, I was not one to become easily discouraged. even their circumstances maybe look like they're unfavorable, but we don't become discouraged because we see that this is also Krishna's arrangement. He's bringing me to this position to teach me something. Something has to be come out of this that's favorable for devotional service. Like Prabhupada, when he came to the West, he saw that everyone was covered by passion and ignorance. He wrote in his poem, why have you sent me to this place? But then he further called, he said, there must be some reason that you sent me here. So that's should be our mentality. There must be some reason. Now, I'm sincerely trying to be a servant of Krishna. Therefore, whatever circumstance he brings me to, then I should look for his service. And I shouldn't complain about the circumstances. But I should be open to learning from this circumstance and to go forward progressively. If we have that mentality, that progressive mentality, then we can go forward. Otherwise, if we see like all people in the material world, oftentimes they become like that. They become bitter or morose. It's a hopeless situation. For them, it becomes hopeless. I was talking to a man yesterday, 76-year-old man, and he was saying before he used to drive a truck from Charlotte to New York. He said, but I would never do now. Now the roads are so bad. So he's thinking that the world is so bad now. But really, if you were a young man, it wouldn't look bad. It would look like an opportunity. Oh, I can go to New York and make money. But for old people, then they think they become discouraged and bitter and morose. And they lose their ability to see everything as something positive. Or rather, everything becomes negative. Every circumstance. Because they're growing old, they're dying, so that everything becomes negative. But we saw in Prabhupada, I remember riding here with him in the car in London. He was just like a young boy. Oh, look at that. What is that? He was always open to, you can say, learning and to progressing. he didn't become reactionary and thinking, oh, no, we have to go back in time. This is a temptation is there. We may think, oh, it was better 100 years ago. But we can't turn back the clock. Therefore, that kind of desire is actually, you can say, has malice to a God. Because it's God's will that the circumstances is what it is now. So if we lament that, then we're ultimately blaming God. Oh, why have you made this situation the way it is? No, we shouldn't think like that. We should think, God has made the situation the way it is to teach me something. Because I'm sincerely trying to serve Him, therefore He has brought me to this position giving me a lesson. But if we're proud, then we think, oh no, I can't learn a lesson. This is the problem. Therefore, when we talk about no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating, and how they correspond with austerity and so on. One of the austerity means that you won't want to perform austerity if you're proud. One of the principles of religion is austerity. But if you're proud, then austerity becomes very difficult, very difficult. You won't want to learn a lesson because you think you already know. You already know. So what's there to learn? How can you teach me anything? I'm so learned. And the devotees also fall trapped with this mentality. I remember Prabhupada was chastising Bhagavan once. He was speaking in Paris, and then Bhagavan came late to the classes, and Prabhupada stopped and said, "Oh, you think you don't need to hear this? You're so advanced." So that will be the temptation. We become so many years a devotee, something, we may have position or something. Then we think, oh, these things are not so important for me. Now I'm advanced. I don't have to come to Madhavati. I don't have to come to class. I know these things. No. Very dangerous. We should always think of ourselves as learning. We're always, there's always opportunity that we can go forward. If we're not going forward, then we're going to go back. No, we can't remain neutral. It's not possible. That's the illusion. And we can just remain here and enjoy. But it's not possible. Because the whole thing is moving. The whole circumstance is changing. It's always, there's no steady position in this material world. So either we're changing forward or we're going backwards. There's no remaining idle. Like we might idle a car, not go anyplace. No, we can't do that. We have to go forward. We have to take every opportunity, every circumstance as an opportunity to strengthen me, to make me a better devotee, or else we become a worse devotee. We become cynical and start blaming God. We might not blame God directly, but that's what it comes to, ultimately. We start complaining about our circumstance, our environment, or whatever, and then we become cynical, atheistic. It leads to that very easily. So, the same point is there. Like if you cut your skin and a scar grows over it, then that skin that grows over it becomes stronger than the original skin. The same way, when we learn something, even if it's difficult, because some mistake we made or some circumstance, then we will learn, it'll be stronger. We'll be stronger because of that. We won't be tempted to make that mistake again because we've learned. It may be a very difficult way to learn, but at least we've learned something from it. And we can be stronger because of that. That's the idea. That's how a devotee is thinking. But sometimes it's hard, in the middle of the problem, it's hard for us to remember Krishna, to think like this. Therefore, we sit like this and discuss. We all have this problem. Everyone can imagine that they could be in a more favorable position. Everyone. And then we can easily start lamenting. Therefore, Prabhupada sometimes says, the Sudra laments. The Sudra laments. But the Brahman doesn't lament. Asochatina Kanchati, Samasarvesa Bhusetu. Because he's connected with Brahman, he's given up that lamentation and hankering. And therefore he's always satisfied. Isn't that what we want? We want to be satisfied. That satisfaction can come if we have the right mentality, if we have the brahminical mentality, then we're not attached. Then we're able to see Krishna's hand. But if we're a sudra, then we're going to be lamenting. Oh, why did this happen? Why did that happen? Because we have no knowledge. Sudra doesn't have knowledge. Therefore, the sudra should come under the authority of the higher class. On his own, he's going to lament. Sometimes Prabhupada said that, oh, they made a mistake. They let the slaves go free. So somebody will read that. Abraham Lincoln was the president in America. He let the slaves free. Prabhupada said that was a mistake. So people will read that and think, oh, this is crazy. This person is cruel-hearted. But actually, Prabhupada could see that the blacks in America, for the most part, they're more unhappy now than they were. Because they're naturally sudras. But now, what happens? They're free, and that means they're unemployed. They're loitering on the street. Nobody is taking charge of them. Nobody will maintain them. So they go to drugs, illicit sex. They make their life worse and worse. They go to gambling and violence and gangs and so many. So. But before, they were living under a good master, and everything is required. They work hard. They have their food and everything is taken care of. Of course, we're not suggesting we should go back to that stage. But if it's done properly, even a slavery is not such a bad condition as this so-called independence, when the people don't know what to do with their independence. They don't know what to do, what not to do. That's described in the 16th chapter. So, therefore, they should have a master who can tell them what to do. The problem, of course, it starts in the beginning, that there's no qualified Brahmins to guide the society. There are no masters. And therefore, everybody thinks, oh, I should just strike out on my own and try to be happy in that way. But it's very unlikely. We're not going to be happy. But if we're under the protection of a good master, we give the example of the dog. The street dog is never happy. Okay, any questions? Bhagavatam ki jayam.